A new position at the Wyoming Arts Council is working to grow the state's independent music scene. Danae Hunzi is the council's community development and music specialist. She spent last fall traveling Wyoming and talking with musicians, venues, and policymakers. Now the Arts Council is launching several new initiatives to strengthen independent music. Hunzi spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer.
And one of these is called the Wyoming Independent Music Initiative. And this is for artists themselves, for musicians, right?
So when you're talking about growing the independent music scene of Wyoming, there's different parts. We have to grow the artistic side for musicians and support it through that side. We have to grow the nonprofit, the venue side, so that there's places to play. And so one of the approaches that we found was through talking through musicians is that they felt like they don't have the support, which is very true. There's never been one office for them to go to in regards to starting a career, what that even looks like and how to define success. And so through the conversations that I had, we decided that one great way to do that would be to create this Wyoming Independent Music Initiative. And we will start this program in February with 10 bands here in Laramie. And we made a pitch to the Wyoming Technology Business Center to be a supporter of that program because we realize for musicians to be successful, they also need to be business savvy. And it will be a 6-series workshop that we will host one-on-ones with them in regards to developing a website, electronic press kits, developing photos and videos so that people across the state and across the country can see what they sound like, what they look like, all of those things that are important to take the next steps. And then it will culminate in a showcase event where the bands will actually get to play for industry folks, hopefully so that they can take that next step.
And then there's the independent music tour that's happening as well.
Yeah, the independent music tour has been a discussion and an idea that's brewing for quite a few years now, and it's finally coming together to launch later this spring. It's a partnership with WestAF, which is our regional arts organization, and 12 of the member states have all contributed to this idea. And the hope is twofold as well. One, to get Wyoming musicians out there touring not only in Wyoming, but also in our region and across the country. And then the other piece is also it allows communities across Wyoming to use a block booking model. So essentially what it does is it allows them to book artists that they would not be able to afford otherwise, but because they're going to play at multiple places in one state, we get them at a lower rate. And so it increases, you know, communities' access to these artists that they wouldn't have otherwise.
And so access being a big part of this, that's where this database comes in that you're developing as well.
Probably the biggest theme, actually, from all the conversations that we had was there's no way for people, so for musicians to find venues to play at, and there's no way for venues to find these amazing musicians that we have hiding in our state to book shows. And so instead, they're going outside of Wyoming. And so what we're trying to do is create a robust directory for people to get on and be able to locate musicians based off of genres, based off of location, and the same on the venue side. So where you could look at venues based on location, size, fees, all of the things that are important.
What's the measure of success for these things?
We're trying to develop those metrics right now. And I always shy away from this from the beginning because music in itself is a commodity, and oftentimes when you're looking at music from the policy development side of things and at the state level, like many of our surrounding states are doing the same things. We've seen it in some of the bigger states like California, Nashville, Texas with Austin. Music is always looked at through the economic development lens, and it's critical to that. And music brings money. It brings tourists. There's even a thing called music tourism. So I think at the end of the day, those hard numbers will be the stats that will drive the independent music scene in Wyoming and continue the growth. But it's also important to remember that it is an art and it's important in that value too, which is why I feel fortunate that it is under the Arts Council, because there are some not necessarily quantitative metrics that we could get, but it's still contributing to the overall morale and cohesion of our state.
What about funding for these initiatives?
Funding for these, we've been very lucky in finding key partnerships. There's natural partnerships with Wyoming Tourism, with the Wyoming Technology Business Center and the university. And so we have found the power in numbers and that a lot of the things we want to do, the funding isn't actually the deal breaker. It's actually just finding the knowledge and educating people. Wyoming is full of talent. So when you start talking to people, you find that there's somebody from Wyoming that works, you know, in Nashville, or there's somebody that's doing great things, and they're always willing to support their own. And so just finding those connections has made it possible without a lot of funding.
So a lot of announcements here, lots to do, of course, with these projects. But looking ahead, what's next?
I think that is at the end, that's what I'm working on, is how does this fit within a strategic plan, right? We have three big goals of what my position is supposed to do in regards to the independent music scene. And that's what should be driving all of these smaller programs that we're doing. So right now, that's what we're working on, is developing 1 year, 3 year, 5 year goals of what we do actually want to achieve.
This is a step by step.
Yeah, it is a step by step. Yeah.
And these feed into the bigger goals.
Absolutely. And it takes these programs to figure out what those big goals are. A lot of research has been done, and there's still a lot of research that needs to be done before I feel like we can make any of those huge policy decisions. For example, Colorado actually is releasing a live music policy through the governor's office later this spring, which is incredible, and probably something that we would like to do in the future as well. But this has been in the works for 5-6 years of research and consultants. So we're just trying to shape now what that looks like within a Wyoming context.
That's Danae Hunzi. She's the new Community Development and Music Specialist at the Wyoming Arts Council, working to grow Wyoming's independent music scene. She spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer.
Soldier early morning, shake memories and take calls. I'm the type of person who remembers faces, especially if I'm looking up from afar. That your hand has flown before me, bouncing all this after my will.